the gain up on that?
Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit. In to score Waddell.
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam.
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 1 in this 6-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Augusta Green Jackets, the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us for Camp Day on this gorgeous Tuesday morning here in Southwest Virginia. Well, Gio, we'll start with this. The Salem Red Sox kind of clicking on all cylinders as of late. They won 2 straight series and coming off of a series in which they won 4 of 6 on the road in Fayetteville.
Yeah, this is a team right now that I think is getting hot at the perfect time, Carter. You talked about it. Back-to-back series victory for the Sox. Took 4 of 6 2 weeks ago here at home, and then 4 of 6 on the road this past week against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. A combined record against Fayetteville in 2024 of 8 wins in 12 games against Fayetteville. So solid, solid stuff out of the Sox. And perfect time to get hot, right? 3 games left in the first half of the season. And then starting on Friday, the records go out the window. We reset 0-0. And when you go into a new half playing baseball at this high caliber level, you really just have a feel that maybe this team can compete in the second half of the season, Carter.
Well, the Red Sox coming to this one at 32-31 overall. The Green Jackets on the flip side of things coming at 26-36. And really, the Red Sox overall have been playing, despite that 6-game series in Lynchburg a couple weeks ago. Other than that, have been playing good baseball since they went down to Augusta in the middle of May. The Red Sox won 4 of 6 on the road in North Augusta, South Carolina. They have exploded since. And, you know, though Miguel Blaise is off to High A Greenville, he's moved on from Salem, there is still quite a bit of talent in this Red Sox lineup. And when you still got guys like Nazan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Brooks Brannan, there's a lot to like with this Salem team.
Yeah, there's top 30 prospects galore, Carter. We understand that Miguel Blaise goes up, and maybe a little bit later than you would have expected if you said that at the beginning of last season, right? Because Miguel Blaise got banged up, missed pretty much the whole second half and then some of last year, and then started again here in 2024 in Salem. And you know, 2 seasons in Salem, not 2 full seasons with that being said, but you kind of combine it for close to 1 full season in Salem, and now he's ready to make that jump up to Greenville. Took a little bit longer due to those injuries, but when he got hot the last couple of weeks, I mean, he really just took his game to another level. It felt like the last month throughout May and into June, and Miguel Blaise gets the much-deserved elevation, and there's so much talent left on this roster. Nazan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, Brooks Brannan, Nelly Taylor Jr. and Fraley Encarnacion, 2 sleepers. Andy Lugo quietly leading the Carolina League in doubles. Stanley Tucker, I mean, you go 1-9 and the Sox just don't miss, right? And it feels like there's a lot of possibilities on the horizon for this team.
Well, the Red Sox are coming off of a series victory on the road against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. On the flip side, the Green Jackets coming off of a series loss. They lost 4-6 on the road against the Lynchburg Hillcats. It should be a good one in game 1 of 6 in this 6-game set between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. For now, we'll step aside, come right back as we'll roll on with our pregame show to go through starting lineups and our injury report before we bring you first pitch coming up at 11:05. We'll take a break momentarily and return. Green Jackets and the Red Sox on the other side of this break. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Game 1 of 6 in this 6-game set between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox, ready to get underway here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. And it's time to take a look at our starting lineups for this afternoon. First, for the visiting Green Jackets. Take it away, please. Mr. Giovanni Peter.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Augusta Green Jackets, a team that comes in 26-36 on the year. They're 13 games back in the Carolina League South, and there's only 3 games left to be played, so not much ground to be made up there. 13-19 at home is Augusta down in North Augusta, and 13-17 on the road. When playing against the Carolina League North, like the Red Sox sit, they are 7-11. How about the Red Sox? By the way, on the other side, 18-12 in interleague matchups. Pretty impressive. Isaiah Drake, the center fielder, he leads off for the Green Jackets, followed up by Luis Sanchez. He plays at second. Will Verdung, who played for this Augusta Green Jackets roster a year ago when these two teams met, he plays at first base and bats third. Jeremy Caldenio is your designated hitter. Batting fifth, Cam McGee plays in the hot corner at third. Liker Figueroa plays at short. He bats sixth. Bryson Warnell plays out in right field and bats seventh. Cade Kern also appeared in this matchup a year ago. He plays in left field and bats eighth. And then Jacob Godbin is your catcher behind the dish. He bats ninth. Jeremy Reyes, the tall right-handed pitcher on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets this morning.
Here is who Reyes will be facing. It's the starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. And here is his starting nine. Leading off is the shortstop, Nizan Zenitello, the eighth-best prospect in the Red Sox organization, gets the start in the sixth hole this morning for the Red Sox. He's backed up in the two-hole by Antonio Anderson. He gets the start at the hot corner, and the 18th-best prospect in the Red Sox system before Brooks Brannan hits behind him in the three hole and is today's designated hitter. So 1-2-3 goes Zanatello, Anderson, and Brannan. In the cleanup spot, the center fielder, Nelly Taylor Jr. And in the five hole, the first baseman, Freddy Encarnacion. The second baseman, Marvin Alcantara, will bat six. So 4-5-6, a still pretty good trio. It goes Taylor, Encarnacion, and Alcantara. Hitting seventh today for Salem, the right fielder, Andy Lugo. And in the eight hole behind the dish, the catcher, Daniel McElveny. Rounding out the starting nine for the Red Sox, in left field is Stanley Tucker. So 7-8-9, it goes Lugo, McElveny, and Tucker. 1-9, it goes Zanatello, Anderson, Brannan, Taylor, Encarnacion, Alcantara, Lugo, McElveny, and Tucker. On the bump today for Salem, the right-hander, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the 20th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, comes in with a 1-2 record, a 2.76 ERA. This is start number 8 for him on the season. Pitched 29 and a third innings pitched, 45 strikeouts to just 20 walks. And you kind of look at what he's done not only so far this year, let's look at what he's done against Augusta. A couple weeks ago down in North Augusta, South Carolina, ERC took the bump and, you know, he pitched fairly well. Five innings, no decision for him that day, but a five-inning outing, two hits, a run, it was earned, a walk, and five strikeouts. So ERC is just continuing to show off why he's continued to be one of the better arms down here in Salem, and who knows, with the way he's pitching, we'll see what happens to him in the near future.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A guy that you can certainly see make the move up sooner rather than later. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, Ben. Kind of one of the steady names for the Red Sox, pitched all of last season here in Salem and was part of a big three, you could call it, alongside Jedickson Paez and Luis Perales heading into last season. Those guys have kind of exploded through the organization. Paez recently elevated from Salem up to Greenville, and then Luis Perales has just kind of soared through the organization and really made a name for himself at this point. And Elmer Rodriguez Cruz is right there with him. So the one-time Oregon Duck commit, turn Red Sox, could have a bright future.
Well, in his last appearance, it was also a no decision on the road against Fayetteville in a loss to the Woodpeckers. Four innings, four hits, a run, no earned runs, a walk, and four strikeouts. So ERC trying to continue some momentum on the bump here this afternoon in Salem. Game one of six between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. And while we got a moment, let's take a look at the standings. And I really just want to point out something at the top, and we'll focus on the North. The Carolina Mudcats with a four-game lead over the Lynchburg Hillcats, a four-and-a-half-game lead over the Down East Wood Ducks. Their magic number is down to just one. There is three games remaining in the first-half race in the Carolina League North and in the Carolina League in general. The Mudcats, with a victory or a Lynchburg loss in any of the next three games, will have clinched the first half and secured a spot in the postseason, which is a nice luxury to have in minor league baseball halfway through June.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's been a situation where you've had some ups and downs in the Carolina League North. You've had about three teams have their fair shot at being atop the standings, but it's been the Mudcats who have been the most steady Eddie, so to speak. You thought for a minute there it was going to be Fredericksburg for about a two-week stretch, and then they kind of crumbled. Lynchburg had their chances down east as well, but Carolina's been the most consistent club, no doubt.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that. Well, while the Red Sox have fallen out of contention to win the first half crown in the Carolina League North, starting once again to gain some momentum, they're seven back of first in the North Division, 32-31. And with three games remaining in the first half, really an opportunity to build some momentum for, you feel like, if you're a member of the Salem Red Sox, you've well situated yourself to kind of go off in the second half and set yourself up for a postseason position, if you will.
Yeah, I really think that this team is firing on all cylinders at the right time. Now, would you love to have Miguel Blaise right now?
Sure.
Sure. Of course you would. But they played all last week without him and were able to win 4-6 and put together some nice offensive outings. Nobody stood out dramatically last week. It was more of a collective team effort, but had a couple of games and double-digit hit figures. And this team's just starting to piece things together at the right time. And no better time than the records to go back out the window and start 0-0 once again here on Friday. So, yeah, of course, excited for the last three games and excited to build some momentum, but really have Friday circled on the calendar as a fresh start.
Well, on the flip side, in the Carolina League South, the Kannapolis Cannonballers are going to clinch the division at 39-23 and win the first half crown. And you kind of look at, we haven't seen them, of course, yet this year. We will not see them until leading into August on the road in Kannapolis, and then the final home or the final week of the regular season in general is when the Cannonballers will come to Salem. I mentioned it, they're 39-23, but this is what separates themselves so much compared to the rest of the pack in the league. For comparison, the Mudcats' run differential is +41. The Cannonballers' run differential is +140, which is absolutely unheard of at this level of minor league baseball, particularly in the Carolina League as a whole. Again, game 1-6 in the six-game set. The Red Sox come in at 32-31, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. And the Augusta Green Jackets come in at 26-36, the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. 11:05 a.m. first pitch for camp day. Second 11 a.m. home first pitch of the year. And it should be a fun one here in Southwest Virginia. We'll step aside in return just a minute. First pitch is on the other side of this break. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
12 games in 13 days here in Salem is ready to commence as game one of six in the six-game set between the Salem Red Sox and Augusta Green Jackets is ready to get underway. And taking us through the first three frames on play-by-play duties here in game one, here is my broadcast partner, Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. So nice to be back here with you on a wonderful Tuesday morning here in Salem, our second 11 a.m. ball game here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in 2024. It's camp day. Kids out here in droves, and they're ready to see the Red Sox, who have been red hot as of late, take on the Augusta Green Jackets all week long here in Salem. The Green Jackets come in win, 26-36 on the year. They're 13 games back in the Carolina League South with three games left to be played in the first half. And Salem on the other side, 32-31. They are seven games back with three games left remaining. The whole slate gets wiped clean on Friday. When we start fresh, 0-0, we hope that the Red Sox have a little bit of positive momentum moving into that. They've won their last two series, taking 4 of 6 2 weeks back here at home against Down East. 4 of 6 on the road this past week in Fayetteville. They combined for an eight wins, I should say, in 12 games against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in 2024. The Red Sox have been doing a lot of winning baseball as of late, looking to keep it going here. First pitch to Isaiah Drake is nubbed back to the netting foul. And we are underway at 11:10 a.m. here in Salem. Nothing and one to count. Green Jackets batting lineup. Isaiah Drake, the center fielder, at the top of the order. He's followed up by Luis Sanchez, the second baseman. Here's the 0-1. And a fastball called a strike at the letters high. And the count now nothing at two. Will Verdung plays first base and bats third. Jeremy Caldenoio is the designated hitter, the 0-2. Fastball misses outside. It's 1-2. Cam McGee plays third base and bats fifth. Like your Figueroa plays shortstop and bats sixth. Bryson Warnell, the right fielder, bats seventh. The 1-2. Here's a looper left side for a foul. 1-2, it'll stay. Cade Kern, the left fielder, bats eighth. And then Jacob Godman, the catcher behind the dish, he bats ninth for Augusta. Elmer Rodriguez, Cruz on the hill. He kicks and deals. 1-2. Swing at a fly ball, towering straightaway center field. Going back, Nelly Taylor. He stops, and he makes a head-eye catch for out number one.
Good start for ERC, and yet your point about the Green Jackets starting nine. This Augusta team hits 203 as a team. That's the worst in the Carolina League. Now, they don't hit a lot of homers either. They're the worst in hitting homers in the league as well. This ballpark can maybe play to their advantage a little bit. Yep. You don't hit a lot of homers, you hit a ball in the gap, you could be running for days.
Here's Luis Sanchez from the right side. First offering, a fastball misses high. It's 1-0.
Could kind of be something you see all week long here in Salem.
You know, they had a funny tidbit in their game notes, the 1-0. Here's a swing and a drive, high into the air. Straightaway center field, just out of the infield, underneath it to make the snag is Nizan Zanatello, 19-year-old shortstop, and those two gone. They had a funny tidbit in their game notes, Carter. They labeled it low power mode. The Green Jackets are 12th out of 12 teams in home runs in the Carolina League. They've hit just 22 homers in 62 games. First pitch to Will Verdung is a fastball that misses high and in, and the count now 1-0. Augusta hit just one home run last week at Bank of James Stadium in Lynchburg. Two balls, no strikes to Will Verdung on a pitch misses high and in. ERC kicks and deals, the 2-0 offering. Fastball, this is crank left side of the infield, scooped up by Zanatello. Oh, he bobbled it and he dropped it. And it's going to be in all likelihood in E6 to give Verdung first base with two gone here in the first, and that's just a result of, hey, we're playing at 11 a.m.,
yeah,
wake up.
Absolutely. It's tough. It's got to be. I mean, these guys, you know, they rise early in the day, but it has to be a unique challenge, I would think. I'm certainly not an early bird, per se. Heck, I'd still be in bed right now if we had a free day.
Well, it's not even that. I do enjoy getting up early in the morning.
Sure.
But it throws everything out of your flow. Here's the first pitch. It's swung on and missed.
It's just such a rhythm thing,
yes,
is what you're getting at. Yeah, I mean, these guys are used to getting amped up. You know, sure, you have your Sunday afternoon games, and sometimes you play at 1:30, 1:35 on the road.
Pick off over to first, head first slide, and Verdung's in there safely.
But 11 a.m. is a totally different animal. I mean, this is back to travel ball days and everything.
Yes.
I mean, you're getting to the ballpark. I don't know when they got here this morning, probably 7, 8 a.m. at the latest.
Nothing to one to count for Celedonio. Here's the pitch. And it's called a strike in or half. Nothing in two. By the way, your umpires tonight, Derek Pacheco behind the dish, Gustavo Garza out in the field. Runner off of first. two gone. No balls, two strikes for Celedonia. ERC kicks and deals the pitch. Swing, and he got him. Half-hearted swing on a breaking ball below the knees. First strikeout of the day. No harm, no foul on the E6. The runner is stranded at first. We're scoreless, head to the bottom of the first. Listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Oh, thanks for waking up for us here in Salem. Home half of the first inning, Nizan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Brooks Brandon all set to dig in for the Sox. A team that has won back-to-back series, taking 4 of 6 last homestand against Down East, taking 4 of 6 this past week on the road against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, looking to keep that positive momentum going through the final 3 games of the first half of the 2024 season. First pitch, a fastball that misses outside, and Nizan Zanatello, and the count now 1-0. On Friday, we wipe the slate clean. We restart for the second half, the 1-0. And he looks at a fastball on the inside corner for a strike. 1-1 now the count. Nizan Carter struggled just a little bit this past week, a week in which was uncharacteristic of him in 2024, as he looks at a strike on a fastball inner half. Down 1-2. Zanatello, we've seen so much pop in the bat, the 19-year-old sure. out of St. Louis. Here's the 1-2. This is downstairs 2-2. Played in 5 of 6 games. He rested on Thursday, but he's hitless in his last 4 contests. Went just 1 of 17 last week against Fayetteville. The 2-2 pitch. He swings, laces it left side foul. Stays alive 2-2.
But again, a very capable bat. You know, it's been an interesting season for Nizan Zanatello, I think. Mainly because he started the year banged up. He came back from injury, hit .364 through his first 38 bees.
2-2, misses in the dirt, and the count worked full 3-2 for the 187 hitter, 8th best prospect in the Red Sox organization.
And then, you know, he goes down again. You know, hits the IL for really the first time in the season, but he kind of re-aggravates that earlier injury, and he comes back, and he's kind of been struggling since.
Payoff pitch. He lifts it the opposite way into the seats. Stays alive with a full count.
So you feel for him a little bit because you've seen Nizan Zanatello at full strength.
Oh, yeah.
As good as it gets here in Salem.
Payoff pitch. And he looks at strike 3 on the outside corner. Boy. Had 11 strikeouts last week, 4 on Wednesday and 3 on Sunday, and starts out here on Tuesday with another strikeout. Just a little bit of a slump that he'll look to work his way out of in the last 3 games of the first half. It brings up Antonio Anderson, speaking to Young, 18-year-old out of Atlanta.
Yeah, just frozen with a fastball in the outside corner.
First pitch, and Anderson looks at a breaking ball at the ankles, 1-0. Antonio Anderson, 18th best prospect, the 1-0. He laces one up the middle, through for a base hit. A one-out single for Antonio Anderson, starting this series off hot. There's a runner on first with one gone for the Sox.
First hit for either side today. And it brings up Brooks Brandon, who, look at this look that he's rocking today, Eddie. 11:19 a.m. Eastern time.
He's got the sleeve on one arm with the glove, and it appears to be some sort of brace-type thing, and then nothing on the right arm. Not a glove, not a wristband. First pitch, fastball down and away. 1-0, not to mention he looks like the Hulk in that jersey. Brandon stands in from the right side, a .242 average, 7 RBI on the year, 2 homers as well. The 1-0, he swings and knifes it foul back to the netting, 1-1. Entering now his third week of single-A ball. Again, started on the 60-day IL this season. Rehabbing a knee injury. Was brought up to Salem for the last homestand against Down East. First road trip of the year last week. He swings, drives one into the gap in right center field. Anderson hauling around second. This ball gets all the way to the wall. He gets the green light around third. Anderson with the throw to the plate slides in feed first to score. Run scoring double with one gone for Brooks Brandon, and the Sox are up 1-0.
1-0-4 off the bat the other way for Brooks Brandon. Laced it into right center. It got past Drake in center field, and once it rolled to the wall, Antonio Anderson was all but certainly going to score from first, and it was a nice relay by Luis Sanchez. Just not in time, and the Red Sox strike first here in the first.
1-0 Red Sox lead. They've done it on back-to-back hits. Anderson scoring all the way from first. Here's Nelly Taylor Jr. from the left side. First offering, and he looks at a fastball down and away. 1-0. Nelly Taylor Jr. came into last week as the Carolina League leader in doubles. He's since been overtaken by his teammate, Andy Lugo, the 1-0. This is down and in, and the count now 2-0. He has 17 doubles on the year. That's good for second and lone position of second. Lugo has 18 doubles. 2 balls, no strikes, runner off of second. There's the pitch. Fastball down and in, 3-0. Nelly Taylor, one-time Florida State commit after his time at Polk State Junior College, and then just could not turn down the offer. Play pro ball for the Red Sox, especially this organization. 3-0 offering. Fastball in there for a get-me-over strike over the heart of the plate, 3-1. And I feel like, Carter, Nelly Taylor in a position where, and a lot of guys are in this position, where sometimes it's not necessarily all about the money, right? Here's the 3-1. He swings, drives it foul, right side. Nearly out of the party deck and count full 3-2. Sometimes when a team like the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers, when an organization like that comes calling, you kind of forget about the money. Not that he's not getting paid handsomely. That's sure. Not even the point. But that's just an opportunity that holds a little more weight that you just can't quite turn down.
Absolutely.
Payoff pitch to Nelly Taylor. He swings, loops it on the ground, right side. Scooped up by Sanchez onto first in time for out number 2. It moves Brooks Brandon 90 feet away at third.
Yeah, I think in that conversation, you know, the elite franchises and the franchises that hold the most weight in Major League Baseball are the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers, and probably the Cubs. You can maybe argue the Braves as well are in there.
Here's Fraley Encarnacion. First pitch, swing and a miss on an 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball at the knees. Nothing and one. Well, speaking of the Braves, the Augusta
there
Green Jackets,
single-A
affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Nothing and one the pitch. This is down and away, and the count now 1-1. By the way, speaking of the Braves, I watched a tremendous, and we were talking about this in the car ride the other day. The other night, I watched a tremendous 30 for 30. I feel like I had seen it before, but it was worth giving another look. The 1-1 skips in the dirt, blocked by Godman, and it keeps Brandon suspended at third, 2-1. It was called Deion's Double Play, and it was about Deion Sanders playing, not actually playing, but making the trip to suit up, as he called it, for both the Atlanta Braves in a postseason run in the Atlanta Falcons. in one day. The 2-1, he knifes it back to the netting, 2-2. And it was interesting because despite being a big role player for the Braves, they almost in a way kind of punished him for doing it because they did not want him to go play football that day. And they actually sat him. He went all the way back up to Pittsburgh to play, and they sat him. The 2-2. He swings, drives it high into the air, deep left field, home run distance, but carrying just shy of the wall, foul and left. 2-2, it'll stay.
Deion Sanders, man. What an interesting career he has had from start to finish.
Now the head coach of the Colorado Buffs, and now the Big 12.
Yes, Big 12 Conference.
Runner off a third, two gone, two balls, two strikes for Fraley Encarnacion. Here's the pitch. He swings, loops it high into the air, left field. Kern's got a read, and he makes a catch, hip high, about 5 feet in front of the warning track for out number three. The Red Sox grab one. Brooks Brannan scores Antonio Anderson from first with an RBI double. We go to the top of the second with a 1-0 lead. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second on a gorgeous morning here in Salem. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz on the hill for the Red Sox, and the Sox hold a 1-0 lead. Courtesy of Brooks Brannan and his run-scoring double that brought home Antonio Anderson. The Sox went back-to-back with hits in the first inning, and it gives them the 1-0 advantage. ERC sat him down in four through the first, and E6 allowed Will Verdun to get aboard at first and couldn't make anything happen with it. So the Sox ready to face 5-6-7. First pitch is called a strike on the inside corner to Cam McGee as he pulled back a bunt formation. The 2-17 hitter is down 0-1. 11 RBI and one homer on the year for McGee, the 0-1. He swings, chops it on the ground, one hop into the glove of Encarnacion. He races to first in time for out number one. Well, quick work by Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. First out recorded on two pitches to Cam McGee, and the third baseman is sat down. Bringing up Laker Figueroa, the shortstop, batting in the sixth spot. 183 hitter. Has not homered yet this year. Does have four runs batted in. Figueroa stands in from the right side. Righty on righty, first pitch. Fastball simmers high, 1-0. And Carter, something worth noting that we have taken great notice to as the season has gone along. The 1-0 fastball misses outside, 2-0. ERC just playing with such a tempo.
Yeah.
Keeping this game at exponential pace. The 2-0, this is downstairs, 3-0.
Oh, and ERC, he's always winding and dealing with 13, 14 seconds on the pitch clock. Pitch clock certainly doesn't affect him, and he gets the ball back on the bump, and he's ready to roll.
3-0. He chops it foul back behind home plate, and it's 3-1. Figueroa followed up by Bryson Warnell, Cade Kern, and Jacob Godman to round out the batting order for Augusta. The 3-1. Check swing, called his strike on the inside corner anyways. The count worked full, 3-2. Figueroa taking the time to adjust his batting gloves. Taps the bat back on home plate. Couple of practice swings. ERC deals. The payoff pitch. Swinging a chopper left side. And it goes foul. 3-2 once again. Camp day here at the ballpark. Decent crowd on hand. Mostly the youngsters. Not quite as impressive as Education Day, I will say. Here's the payoff pitch again. Fastball down and away, and it's a full count walk for Figueroa.
Yeah, Education Day was as packed as it gets here in Salem. Ballpark was fairly full on that Wednesday morning. Now, of course, it's summer camp. You're naturally not going to have the same amount of people as you would when school is in session. But still a nice crowd here. Local kids coming out, supporting the Red Sox, and say the Red Sox always enjoy to work with the community the best they can and bring these events to them.
Here's Bryson Worrell, who fouls back the first pitch in the count now. 0-1. You talk about another intimidating presence in the left-handed batter's box. The 25-year-old out of Wilson, North Carolina, played his college ball at East Carolina. Here's a pickoff over to first, head first slide, Figueroa in there safely. East Carolina, one of those, you know, you look at it for football and basketball and whatever, and you say, okay, everyone knows the Pirates, but in baseball, they are one of the cream of the crop programs historically.
Absolutely. Consistently in the top 10, top 15 nationally every single year. A fantastic college baseball atmosphere there, too, in the jungle. Out in the outfield, and Bryson Worrell, consistent player there for 4 years. Signs as a non-drafted free agent with the Braves, and here he is in Augusta.
0-1, runner takes off from first. Pitch misses outside. Throw down to second, not in time. And Laker Figueroa is in there with a stolen bag card. That was close. That was bang, bang.
Close right down at second. I'd have to see the replay here on MILB TV.
Regardless, Figueroa in there with a stolen bag puts a runner in scoring position for the first time today for the Green Jackets. And a big spot here for Bryson Worrell early on with one gone in the top of the second. Ball and a strike to pitch. He swings and misses on a breaking ball down and in. And the count now 1-2. Worrell out of Wilson, North Carolina. Carter, you spent your summer there.
Yes. Coastal Plain League with the Wilson Tops. They got a great college baseball atmosphere there, too, in the CPL.
1-2, swing, and a miss. Handcuffed him high and in with a fastball, and there's two gone. Second strikeout of the day for ERC.
It's a big strikeout, too. Right when he needed it. You got a runner in scoring position for the first time today, and get a strikeout of Worrell, who can lead the yard, too, by the way. Was hitting just 118, but a consistent bat in the middle of the order, and now you go to the 8-hole for Cade Curran, the former Ohio State Buckeye.
Yeah, this is one thing about the Augusta Green Jackets and the Braves organization as a whole. Here's the first pitch. Misses down and away, 1-0. Similar to that of Fredericksburg, especially after the All-Star break, you'll see. Where they're pretty heavy in the college guys.
No doubt.
You know, Red Sox, very internationally heavy. Atlanta. And then also in Washington, kind of the opposite. The 1-0 is cranked up the middle. Going back, Nellie Taylor, two steps to his right, makes the catch for out number three. And he thought about throwing in. I don't even think he realized it was out number three for a moment until he saw everybody in the infield clear it out. We go to the home half of the second, up 1-0. The Red Sox with a one-run advantage against the Green Jackets. It's game one of what we're advertising as two separate mini-series here. Three-game set, and then another three-game set because the first half comes to a close after Thursday's ballgame. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second on an early morning here in Salem. 1-0 lead for the Red Sox. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. And the Sox ready to go 6-7-8 in the batting order. Marvin Alcantara, Andy Lugo, and Daniel McKelvey all set to dig in. Second inning of work on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets and their starting pitcher in Jeremy Reyes, who surrendered back-to-back hits in the first inning. Brooks Brannon scored Antonio Anderson with an RBI double. First pitch on the way to Marv. And he looks at a fastball high and away. The count now 1-0. Two hits on the day for the Sox. No hits on the other side for Augusta. One ball, no strikes, the pitch. And Alcantara looks at a fastball at the letters on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Marvin Alcantara, similar. Here's a fastball high for a strike. The count now 1-2. Similar to his teammate in the Zon Zanatello. Didn't have an incredible week last week. Played 5 of 6 games. He did get his rest on Friday. The 1-2. Reyes misses down and away on a check swing. And the count now 2-2. Hitless on Sunday. That snapped an 11-game hitting streak for Marvin Alcantara. The 2-2. Runs high and away. 3-2. Went 4-for-22 in this series. Had a double. Had 2 RBI. But did not have a multi-hit game after 3 multi-hit performances last homestand against Down East. The payoff pitch, nub back foul, 3-2. Alcantara hitting currently .218 with a homer and 22 RBI, but Carter's so impressive. Hitting .300 in the month of June, the payoff. Nice hit foul, right side into the seats. We'll do it again, 3-2. And you talk about fast-paced pitching. Jeremy Reyes is right there, if not quicker than ERC. I mean, they want to get in and out at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday here in Salem. Payoff once again. Swing at a miss, struck him out with a high fastball, one gone.
Well, and the other thing, too, just to wrap up on Alcantara, not only is he, even though the tough week last week, has had a nice couple weeks at the plate, but he's great defensively, too, at multiple different positions, which is a nice luxury that a lot of people on this Salem team has currently.
As Andy Lugo looks at a fastball high and away, 1-0. The 20-year-old out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic leads the Carolina League with 18 doubles. The 1-0. This is inside, 2-0. And you talk about, Carter, how we had this conversation with our video production manager and Steven Langdon earlier today, how this ballpark is not your place to hit home runs. 2-0. This is down and away. 3-0. We're no stranger to that concept, right? Cavernous yard, 26-foot fence all the way around. I mean, such a unique setup. The 3-0, and he looks at a strike inside corner, 3-1. But with that being said, it's really doubles heaven.
Sure,
because
absolutely.
Because your two league leaders in doubles sit right here in Salem with their teammates as Lugo looks at ball 4 on 5 pitches, high and away. Runner on first with one gone. And I mean, again, I go back to Reyes. Is not even letting you get words in between each
no,
pitch.
No, and to your point about that, you can see a ball getting the gap out left to right center, and it's a double. But if you rip one down the line,
triple.
Those guys that can run for days, I mean, we saw almost an inside-the-park home run and an inside-the-park home run.
First pitch, Daniel McKelvey pops it up right side behind home plate over the netting into the seats, nothing in one. McKelvey batting eighth in the battery behind the dish today. He's got a runner off of first after Andy Lugo's walk. With one gone in the home half of the second here in Salem. 1-0 lead for the Red Sox if you're just joining us. 11.05 a.m. first pitch today on Camp Day at the ballpark. 0-1 to McKelvey. Fastball high, 1-1.
But yeah, you saw an inside the park home run denied, and then you saw an inside the park home run in that series victory against the Down East Wood Ducks. And again, a ball gets in the corner here, it's not out of the realm of possibility for sure.
Pick off to first, and a head first slide for Lugo. McCalvany, the Chula Vista, California native, 21-year-old. Sixth round pick back in 2021 for the Red Sox. Here's the 1-1. Misses at the ankles, 2-1. Started the season banged up, was banged up the back half of last year as well, and since becoming healthy, has done some nice things for the Sox. Played 4 of 6 this past week in Fayetteville. Here's the 2-1. He swings, pops it up, right side, foul territory, over the net, into the seats once more, 2-2. Caught 3 times last week, was the DH in 1 appearance. Did hit just 1 for 16, though, in this series. The lone hit came on Saturday. That snapped a 4-game hitless streak for Daniel McCalvany. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 gone, runner off of first. Reyes picks off to first. Ahead for a slide for Lugo. He's in there. An error for the Sox so far today. It was against Nizan Zanatello, the shortstop. Just a sleepy play on an early day. Augusta still flawless. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high fastball. 3rd K of the day for Reyes. 2nd in the inning. There's 2 gone.
And that's a big strikeout there in that situation. You know, if you're Augusta, you're down 1-0. Obviously, you feel like you have plenty of time left in this game, but you want to kind of have the shutdown frame here after yielding the 1 in the home half in the first, and then now at the bottom of the lineup for Salem before you turn it around, want to be sure to get out of this frame before you turn it over to the top of the third.
First pitch to Stanley Tucker. Runner takes off. Pitch misses down and in. Throw to second. Not in time. Foot first slide. A stolen bag for Andy Lugo.
And that was a nice jump by Andy Lugo down off of first. Stealing it with ease, and a nice throw behind the dish by Godman as well.
Carter, it feels just as though this team's running a little bit more.
Yes, it does.
Than they did early on in the season, where at one point after the month of April, the 0-1 is lifted into the air opposite way, shallow right field, and making a catch on the run hip high is Worrell for out number 3. We'll finish that point on the other end of the break. 1-0 lead for the Sox. They strand a runner in scoring position on 2nd. We go to the top of the 3rd after this. Listen to Red Sox Baseball. Aaron Sable. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 3rd here in Salem. 1-0 lead for the Sox. Elmer Rodriguez, Cruz on the bump, ready to face the bottom of the order for the first time in the catcher, Jacob Godman, and then flip things back to the top. 2nd time through for Isaiah Drake and Luis Sanchez. Jacob Godman stands in now from the right side for the Augusta Green Jackets, a team that is in desperate need of catching some momentum before hitting the second half that starts on Friday. They are 7-11 against the Carolina League North in interleague play this year. The first pitch is a fastball called a strike high and in. The count nothing and one. Team that is just 13-17 on the road as well. 10 more losses than wins, the 0-1. Fastball down and away, 1-1.
And it's funny because we were talking with Noah, Augusta's broadcaster, before the game. And, you know, we're saying three games away.
1-1. This is outside 2-1.
3 games away until the end of the first half, until the second half starts. And, you know, he's like, you know, we need a reset. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because 12 of the 14 broadcasters, including us, feel like we need a reset, if you know what I mean.
Yes. 2-1. Swing and a lifter, right side, foul territory. And it goes over the net into the seats, 2-2.
And the Sox are playing good baseball heading into the second half. I don't know if the Green Jackets can maybe say the exact same thing, but it's funny because that's one of the best parts about minor league baseball. I mean, you're probably in all likelihood going to have a very different team in September than you had in April.
Sure.
So it's good that they do it this way.
2-2. Fastball rings him up at the top of the zone. Backwards K for ERC. Third K of the day, and there's one gone.
A nice pitch there by ERC on the outside corner. Benny Godman looking. First backwards K of the day for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, and back to the top we go.
ERC has pitched once against Augusta on the road earlier this year. Gave up just 2 hits in the outing. Here's the first pitch to Isaiah Drake, and leadoff man chops it foul right side, nothing and one, as we go back to the top of the order for the first time today. ERC has yet to face the minimum. An error allowed a base runner in the first and a walk in the second. The 0-1, swing and a miss on a breaking ball, down and away, quickly nothing and two.
And Isaiah Drake, quite a connection in this series. Former high school teammates with Antonio Anderson down at North Atlanta High School.
No balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch to Drake. Here's a swing and a line drive up the middle, right into the mitt of Nellie Taylor as he charged in for about 3 steps and was able to snag it chin high for out number 2.
Yeah, hit it hard off the bat, did Drake. But yeah, we'll get into that more so later in the broadcast. But former high school teammates and both committed to go to Georgia Tech together, staying in Atlanta. Antonio gets drafted by the Red Sox, and Isaiah gets drafted by the Braves. So pretty cool story there. Third and fifth rounds, I should say.
Luis Sanchez from the right side cranks it left side. Scooped up by the third baseman Anderson. Throw across the diamond in time for out number 3. 5-3 put out, and ERC does face the minimal in the top of the third. We go to the home half after this. 1-0 lead for the Sox. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here in Salem. 1-0 lead for the Red Sox. On top of the Augusta Green Jackets, the Sox have won their last 2 series, taking 4 of 6 against both Down East and Fayetteville, looking to continue that positive momentum through the final 3 games of the first half here in Salem before we wipe the slate clean and start the second half on Friday. Well, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, 20th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, and today's starting pitcher has been dialed in. Faced 4 in the first and the second, faced the minimal in the third inning. And Carter, get this. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, as the Sox are ready to go 1-2-3 offensively for the first time. Zanatello from the right side. First pitch, a fastball high and away, and it's 1-0. ERC on the bump for the Red Sox. He's allowed just 2 hits against the Augusta Green Jackets this year. The 1-0 called his strike. At the knees, 1-1 now the count for Zanatello. Well, those two hits were both by Jace Grady, who is no longer on the roster in Augusta, as Zanatello swings and misses at a high fastball 1-2. He recently got the elevation the first week in June from Augusta up to High A in Rome. Currently playing at their High A club in Rome and for the Emperors. And so, I mean, ERC is perfect against this team that you'll see so far today. Zanatello swings and misses on a fastball, and there's one gone.
And on top of that, he's now thrown 12 innings without allowing a run, dating back to three starts ago. So ERC is dialed at this point in the season, no doubt about that. And Rome, they're playing the Greenville Drive this week.
Yeah, indeed.
Down in Rome, Georgia.
Funny how that all works out. One gone for Antonio Anderson. The switch hitter stands in from the left side and looks at ball number one. Reyes kicks and deals the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a roper, right side, hit on the ground, sliding stop Verdun. He chases to first, steps on the bag in time for the second out, pardon me.
And that's funny. Rome Emperors, Augusta Green Jackets. I mean, Augusta Green Jackets, I'm sorry. That's as good as it gets right now. Minor league baseball.
Best name in the league besides Red Sox, because you know I'm a sucker.
Sure.
For the attachments to the top club.
Absolutely.
Right? I love what the Fred Nats do. I love what we do. First pitch to Brooks Brannon, swing and a miss, nothing to one.
Once AA Mississippi relocates to Columbus, Georgia next year. Now, technically, the Green Jackets play in North Augusta, South Carolina, but they're based out of Augusta, Georgia.
0-1, here's a swing and a roper on the ground right side. Brooks Brannon is now 2-for-2 today with a two-out single.
Two base hits through the right side as well. The first one was 104 off the bat. That one, in that case scenario, wasn't it as hard? 97, but you'll still take it. Absolutely you will. Bouncer through the right side, two out single, and here's Nellie Taylor. But yeah, so they play in North Augusta, South Carolina. Their stadium is literally right across the water, though, from the Georgia state line. They're based in Augusta, Georgia. And my point is, every single member of the Braves farm system next year, every single team.
Fastball misses down and away to Nellie Taylor Jr., 1-0.
All four teams at the affiliated ball level will be located in the state of Georgia next year.
That is as convenient as it gets. Here's the 1-0. Misses down and away, blocked by Godman. 2-0.
Very Baltimore-esque, although Baltimore, AAA is still in Norfolk. Now, that's just about 3.5 from Baltimore in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah, that's still as close as you can ask for, really.
But to have all four in your parent state?
The Mets have some close proximity going on as well, right? The 2-0, this is hit to the right side of the infield on the ground. Sanchez scoops, throws short to first in time for out number three. To put a ribbon on that as we go to the top of the fourth with a 1-0 lead, the Mets have what? Syracuse, Binghamton, Brooklyn, and who's
Port St. Lucie. So one in Florida.
Okay, so everybody's close but that.
Correct.
There's an outlier. There you go. We go to the top of the fourth. 1-0 Red Sox lead on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth here in Salem. 1-0 lead for the Red Sox. Ready to take you through the middle innings on the play-by-play, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0, the Red Sox on top of the Augusta Green Jackets in game one of this six-game set. 345 in the Green Jackets order. Wilbur Dung, Jeremy Celedonio, and Cam McGee, the starting third baseman. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz is back on the bump for his fourth inning of work. He has been fairly flawless so far. Three innings pitched without allowing a hit, a walk, and three strikeouts. First pitch, he swings, lines to right side. It's through for a base hit. So right on cue, first hit of the day off the bat of Wilbur Dung, and the Green Jackets are set up here in the fourth.
We jinxed them.
Yeah, I know.
We jinxed them. That's my bad.
No, that's on me. That's on me right there. Well, Verdung hit it well. 92 off the bat through the right side. Leadoff single, and here's Celedonio, the designated hitter.
Well, now the only Augusta Green Jacket besides Jace Grady to register a hit against DRC.
First pitch, righty on righty, and from the stretch, he winds and fires. Misses low and away, and the count starts at 1-0. Celedonio with a strikeout back in the first, wearing number 34 in the road grays. Green lettering and numbering across the chest. The Red Sox are in their home whites with the red lettering across the chest. 1-0, swing, and a miss. Right through it, it's 1-1. The red lettering that reads Red Sox across. On the back, you have the red numbers. ERC wrapping the number 1-5 on the bump for the Salem Red Sox. 1-1, kicks and deals. Breaking ball just misses high and outside. Moves the count to 2-1. Verdung with the single. Celedonio at the plate. McGee's on deck. The Red Sox have won back-to-back series. Throw to first, not in time. Verdung back in safely. Trying to make that three in a row against a struggling Augusta team who comes in at 26-36 on the season. The Red Sox, 32-31. 2-1, and the pitch, runner off from first, swinging a ripper left side. It's caught by Anderson, throw to first. There's an easy double play. That's as easy as it gets, and that's the risk you take when you run Verdung off of first.
Heck of a play by Anderson. He's really elevated his defense as of late, Carter. Another example of it there. One of the better plays we've seen out of him all season.
So quickly, two down, and here's Cam McGee, the third baseman. Well, Gio, Cam McGee, we were talking about Deion Sanders earlier, and man, oh man, does he have an interesting story. Not about Deion, per se. First, the first pitch from ERC. He waves and misses at a breaking ball down on the way. Count starts at 0-1. So Cam McGee, out of Anaheim, California, has quite the rich family history, if you will. Started as the pitch is fouled off third base side. Count 0-2. Started his college career at Arizona State. Finishes up at Washington State. But how about this? His brother, Brandon, not only is he a dual sport athlete, as the 0-2, this is high and outside on the fastball, counts 1-2. Not only is he a dual sport athlete, at the college level at Arizona State, he played both baseball and football for the Sun Devils from 2009 to 2012. 1-2. No, he got him. Strike three outside corner. And McGee can't believe it, but he trots back to the first base dugout. And ERC faces the minimum with the help of the double play. To the home half of the fourth, we go in Salem. We'll continue that story when we return. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back. If you're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0, the Salem Red Sox on top of the Augusta Green Jackets. Here's Freddy Encarnacion. First pitch, he swings, lifts it into left center. It's down for a base hit. First pitch swinging, first pitch single. Nothing but a Freddy Encarnacion, and the Red Sox are set up here in the fourth.
I'll take that all day long. Get things going here for the Sox in the fourth. 1-0 lead, Carter. We've talked about it so many times. Like, hey, is one going to be enough tonight? Is four going to be enough tonight? Like, whatever the lead is for the Sox, obviously you never feel good with one being enough.
Sure.
Now's that kind of middle portion of the game where you'd like to start to add on a little bit more.
Here's Marvin Alcantara, the second baseman. First pitch, ready deals. He swings, lines it into right center. To his left is Isaiah Drake. He's there and makes the catch head high for out number one.
It's a well-hit ball, no doubt about that. Didn't get enough of it.
Fly out to center. Here's Andy Lugo. Two pitches, a single, and a fly out. And Lugo, the right fielder, digs in from the right side. Jeremy Reyes is back on the bump for his fifth inning of work, and he's been fairly sharp so far. For the Augusta Green Jackets, first pitch, runner up from first, swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying down the third base line.
That was another, it's 11 in the morning.
And I believe they're going to say he got a piece of it. So Alcantara, or should say Encarnacion, will retreat back to first. Yeah, you don't see many bats go flying that far down the road, if you will, down the third base line. Get a new twig or at least some new pine tar, if you will, on the bat of Andy Lugo. So Encarnacion down at first, count is nothing and one. A walk back in the second for Lugo. A one from the belt. And the righty deals. Swinging a nudger. Straightaway center moving back to second baseman Sanchez, and it falls over him for a base hit. To second goes Encarnacion, and Alcantara, or should say Lugo, will reach on the one-out single. Little blooper to straightaway center, and first and second. One down now for Daniel McAlvany.
Oh, there's the bloop. We'll see if McAlvany can provide a little blast here.
By the way, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitem, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. First pitch to McAlvany, kicks and deals. Misses low and away, and the count starts at 1-0. McAlvany with a strikeout back in the second. So far in the frame, Encarnacion the single, Alcantara the flyout, Andy Lugo the blue single into straightaway center field, past the leaping Sanchez. 1-0, swinging a tipper, back to the screen, evens up the count at 1-1. Starting catcher today for the Salem Red Sox. Sox got one, that was back in the first, Brooks Brannan, an RBI double, ripped through the right side. That's where we currently stand. 1-1, throw to second, and diving back in safely without a throw is Encarnacion. Five hits on the day for Salem. The Green Jackets have just won. 1-1, kicks and deals, breaking ball misses low and outside. Moves the count to 2-1. McAlvany at 181 on the season, a homer and seven ribbies. Wearing the number 44, the home whites. 2-1, he swings, pops it up foul, first base side. Evens up the count at 2-2. Stanley Tucker, the left fielder, awaits on deck. Double play ball would be massive for the Augusta Green Jackets. Base hit would be even bigger for the Salem Red Sox.
No doubt.
2-2. Breaking ball misses low and outside. Count goes full. On its heads up a massive pitch here. coming out of the right hand of Reyes. A walk would load the bases. A strikeout would be crucial as well. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. And the righty winds and fires. Runners take off, swinging a bouncer left side. Figueroa on the back end. Gloves throw to first. Will be not nearly in time. And it's an infield single as the bases are going to be loaded.
Just hit perfectly to set up for the infield single by McAlvany. Now a nice way for Figueroa to not let that thing get past him.
Yeah.
Good stop, but no chance to get up and make a play.
Going to see a quick meeting on the bump as well. Alvin Diaz, the pitching coach, will come out and have a chat with the right-hander Reyes. And it sets up a big-time situation for Stanley Tucker. 0-for-1 on the day. A homer and 14 ribbies on the year. Well, that home run, of course, was a grand slam here in Salem. About a week and a half ago, and a victory over the Downeast Wood Ducks. Off at third, Braylon Encarnacion, Andy Lugo at second, Daniel McAlvany at first after 3 singles in the frame, sandwiched in between a Marvin Alcantara flyout to center. Encarnacion hit it hard into left center. Lugo's a blooper into straightaway center. Daniel McAlvany, an infield single that he beats out, met short. Here's Tucker. Bases loaded, one gone. And the first pitch, he swings and tips it into the mid of Godman. Counts nothing and one. And how big would this be for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz if you can find a way to get a couple here? Give him some run support after tossing such a strong 4 frames to start the contest. A one just misses low and inside. Evens up the count at 1-1. Designs Zanatello in the top of the order, also wait on deck. Base hit could score 2 and make it 3-0 Sox. 1-1. Swing and a tipper, foul. Off the mid of Godman, boost the count to 1-2. A strikeout for Reyes would be absolutely massive. XXL, if you will. Middle infield plays back, corners play in. Open for the double play. 1-2, he swings, pops it up down the first baseline. Verdun gives it a look, but it trickles foul. And Tucker stays alive. We've reached the afternoon hours, 12:06 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Camp Day in Salem, Virginia. Second, 11:05 a.m. home start of the season. Second of 3. With one more coming later in the year. 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him, strike 3. Big time strike out of Stanley Tucker, and back to the top we go for Nizan Zanatello. Oh, what a big spot for Nizan. He's 0-for-2 with 2 Ks on the day. And is somebody who still trying to get going since returning from the IL. Bases remain loaded, 2 down. Antonio Anderson's on deck. First pitch, swing and a miss right through a fastball. It's nothing and one. Starting shortstop for the Salem Red Sox and the 8th best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. Former second round pick a season ago. 0-1 from the stretch. Wave and a miss, a breaking ball and a beauty. Moves the count to nothing and two. Mention Anderson on deck, then it gets to Brooks Brannan. Top of the order for Salem, trying to come through. 0-2, check swing, a breaking ball misses low and away. And what a stop by Godman behind the dish. Counts 1-2. Design Zanatello. Can play at short, really primarily for the Salem Red Sox. Has DH, can play multiple spots throughout the infield as well. Now in a key spot here in the 4th. 1-2, he swings, lifts it into left. Cade Kern to his left is there, and makes the catch head high for out number 3. So the Sox leave him loaded, and to the 5th we go in Salem, 1-0. Salem on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0, the Red Sox on top of the Augusta Green Jackets in game one of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday afternoon. 6-7-8 in the Augusta order. Liker Figueroa, Bryson Worrell, and Cade Kern, the left fielder for Augusta, as Elmer Rodriguez Cruz is back on the bump for his fifth inning of work. As Figueroa, he digs in from the right side, had a walk back in the second. He'll lead off the frame. Righty on righty matchup to start. Just still a single hit on the day for the Augusta Green Jackets. Long looking for MRC, and he winds and fires. Taken low and outside, and the count starts at 1-0. All right, Cam McGee was the final out for Augusta back in the third, and I want to allude to this. 1-0, he swings, bounces it left side. Zanatello on three hops, gloves, throws to first, and there is out number one. 6-3 put out, and here's Bryson Worrell.
ERC just continuing to get ahead in counts, but even more so than that, getting him to swing early, put the ball in play. That pitch count still in incredible shape.
No doubt about that. Toss just, what, let's see here. First, the first pitch to Worrell, winds and fires. Misses low and inside, count starts at 1-0. He is now at 48 pitches on the deck. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Through 4 1/3. 1-0, the pitch. There's a strike outside corner. Slider at the knees, evens up the count at 1-1. And actually, we'll go back to Cam McGee in just a few minutes. And here's why, as the 1-1 is swung through and missed, 1-2. We were talking about Bryson Worrell the last time he came up. Former East Carolina Pirate out of Wilson, North Carolina. Played at Hunt High School, a typical hotbed, if you will, for high school baseball in the 2-5-2. Well, Worrell stays home, plays locally, about 40 minutes down the road in Greenville. A heck of a four-year career. Lands an undrafted free agent deal, 1-2. He swings, grounds it right side, and Encarnacion collects, races to first, and there's out number two. Goes to ECU, fantastic four-year career. Signs as a non-drafted free agent with the Braves. And how about this? Since he signed 2 years ago back in 2022, he has played at every level of affiliated baseball for at least one game. Two games in AAA earlier this year. Here's Kate Kern. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. Counts nothing and one. Man, Derek Pacheco behind the plate takes his time calling balls and strikes.
He does.
ERC right back to work. Here's his 0-1. Just misses low and inside. Evens up the count at 1-1. So from a former East Carolina Pirate to a former Ohio State Buckeye in the form of Cade Kern, starting left fielder. 1-1. Check swing on the breaking ball low and in. He did not go. Moves the count to 2-1. 0-1 on the day for Kern. Blew out back in the second. 2-1, he curls and unfurls. Swing and a nudger, right side. Alcantara collects, throws to first, and there's out number three. Three ground outs, a 3-on-3 down frame, and Five innings of one-hit ball for ERC as we move to the home half of the fifth in Salem. 1-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and return in just a moment. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0. We got a good one. The Sox sign top of the Augusta Green Jackets in game one of this six-game set. 2-3-4 in the Red Sox lineup. Antonio Anderson, Brooks Brannon, and Nelly Taylor. The right-hander Jeremy Reyes is on for his fifth inning of work, and it's been quite the pitcher's duel so far. Amar Rodriguez Cruz, five innings of shutout, one hit ball. Four strikeouts and a walk in just 56 pitches. And for Reyes, thrown 75. Six hits, a run, it was earned, a walk, and five strikeouts. First pitch to Antonio Anderson as the righty winds and fires. He swings, bounces it left side. Figueroa on two hops, throws to first, and there is out number one. One pitch, one out. Anderson retired, and here's Brooks Brannon, who's 2-for-2 on the deck.
Every pitcher just trying to keep the pace going, if you will.
Yes. Brooks, RBI double and a single in the contest. 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization. And it brings up an interesting talking point we were just talking about during the break. First pitch, sizzling slider, catches the outer half for a strike, starts at nothing and one.
Is it, by the way, is it just me, or did Brooks roll up his right sleeve?
I'm pretty sure that's what he did. That's what I was alluding to earlier. A one. Breaking ball just misses low and inside. Evens up the count at one and one.
Trying to show off the guns a little
bit. I know, I know.
I don't blame him one second.
On this toasty Tuesday afternoon here in Salem. So, talking about top prospects, per se, and you look at the Red Sox system. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a breaking ball, 1-2. Just loaded with position players at the top.
Yeah.
I mean, your top four prospects are position players.
Right.
Top three are in Portland. And you only have one top 30 prospect pitching-wise here in Salem. It's Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. 1-2. He swings. Lines it right side. That's down for a base hit. 3-for-3 day for number three, Brooks Brannon. And here's Nelly Taylor after the one-out single.
Gotta love it. Brooks putting it all together today. Been putting it together his whole stint here, now opening his third week as a Salem Red Sox at the single A level. Played just six games at this level last year before getting banged up, and after a start on the 60-day IL, he's back, and he's really better than ever. Looks healthy, smooth swing.
Here's Nelly Taylor, first pitch, he takes it low and inside. Count starts at 1-0. But back to the point about prospects, the Red Sox are filled with position players. The Atlanta Braves, on the flip side of things, a little bit of the opposite in their system. Down in the ATL, 1-0, he swings, pops it up. Straightaway center, moving in is Cade Kern. He'll call off the shortstop and makes the basket I catch for out number two.
That was so not the left fielder's ball.
That was a long way to run for Cade Kern. Two down, here's Fraley Encarnacion.
Oh, Carter, to your point, the Braves' top five prospects are all right-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough as well, the top three are all currently in Major League Baseball.
Yep. First pitch, runner off from first. It misses outside. Throw to second will be. They got him. Wow, in time. Jacob Godman, what a strike behind the dish. And Brandon's caught trying to swipe the bag. So to the sixth we go in Salem. Sox pick up another hit. Three of the seven have come from Brooks. And they have a one-run edge as we move to the sixth. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Red Sox on top of the Augusta Green Jackets as it goes 9-1-2 in the Green Jackets order. Jacob Godman, Isaiah Drake, and Luis Sanchez in the order. First pitch from ERC, kicks and deals. Breaking ball that's in there for a strike outside corner, and the count starts at 0-1. Godman 0-1 with a strikeout so far today. A one right back to work. Misses low and outside. Evens up the count at 1-1. Jacob Godman out of Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, he signed with the Braves as a non-drafted free agent back in 2023 after this time last year he was in Omaha, Nebraska, if you will, for the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles playing in the College World Series. 1-1. Breaking ball that just misses low and outside, and it moves the count to 2-1. But yeah, so he finished his career at Oral Roberts, and it kind of brings to the point of his college career as a whole. 2-1, check swing, did he go? Doesn't matter, to strike inside corner. Evens up the count at 2-2. 2023 plays with the Golden Eagles, but he actually played at four different schools in his college career. UNLV in his hometown, Southern Nevada, 2-2. Breaking ball low and away. Count runs full. NC State, and then with ORU. That was quite the Cinderella run to Omaha a year ago. Not necessarily sure if we have that this year in the College World Series. 3-2, he swings, lifts it into right center. Andy Lugo right there, and it falls in front of him for a base hit. He lost the ball momentarily in the sun. Loops in as a leadoff single at the bat of Godman. And back to the top of the order we go for Isaiah Drake.
We've seen a whole lot of loop singles today. Yeah. You know, just been that kind of a day. Low scoring affair. Seven hits for the Sox, just two now for the Green Jackets. And Liam Carroll going to come talk. That might have been it, right? They said, see how you feel out there. Maybe get one more out. Almost surprised that he came out to start the sixth, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I did just have 56 pitches, but that indeed does do it for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. He finishes the day with 62, and what a gem he tossed as the Red Sox will go to the pen. We'll tell you about the new arm when we return, but for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum,
preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, third time through the order here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. And Elmer Rodriguez Cruz's day is done as Raymond Blanco now toes the rubber for Salem. Comes in with a 4-2 record with a 4.05 ERA. This is appearance number 17. Does have a start and two saves. 33 to third innings pitched, 20 strikeouts to just 8 walks. So after the leadoff single off the bat of Godman, here's Isaiah Drake, the center fielder, who steps in from the left side. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us on your Tuesday afternoon. First pitch from Blanco, from the belt. And time is called, and check that, a pitch clock violation is called. Derek Pacheco behind home plate, gets Blanco, who... we've seen this movie before. You come out of the pen, not used to the timing. There's the pitch clock violation. Counts 1-0.
I don't think you should be able to assess one that early like that.
1-0. Finds Fires. He swings. Lifts it into left. To his right is Stanley Tucker. He's there. Makes the catch route number one. He dropped it on the transfer. As retreating back to first will be Godman. And there's one down for Luis Sanchez.
Oh, that was close.
It was close.
It was definitely on the transfer, but... One of those where you're a little extra appreciated.
Here's Sanchez, starting second baseman, 0-2 on the afternoon.
I think a big reason why ERC came out two after the one batter faces, it was the bottom of the order.
Yes.
Right? So, okay, we're not gonna go a third time through now.
First pitch from Blanco from the stretch, throw to first, is not in time. Still, though, pitched tremendously today.
Especially not when the 22nd best prospect in the organization leads off, right?
Just
leave it to the next guy, because third time through is when sometimes you start to figure things out a little bit.
Well, he threw just 62 pitches, did ERC. First pitch, taken just inside for a ball. Count starts at 1-0. Luis Sanchez's average is down to 211 on the season, a homer and 19 RBIs. Again, this Augusta team came in hitting just 203 on the season. That was the worst in the Carolina League. 1-0, rocks and fires. He swings, grounds the left side. Anderson on a hop, throws to second for one. On to first, there's a double play. And much needed. Big time for Raymond Blanco into the home half of the 6th. We go in Salem, 1-0. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the six here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where it goes 5-6-7 in the Red Sox lineup. Freddy Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, and Andy Lugo. Ado DeLone is the right-hander on the bump for Augusta. He comes in with a 4-1 record, a 3.90 ERA. This is appearance number 13, 27 and two-thirds innings pitched, 31 strikeouts to just 12 walks. Here's Encarnacion from the right side. He's 1-for-2 in the contest. First pitch righty on right. As he wides and fires. Swing and a miss. Got a half-hearted swing for Fraley, and it's nothing in one.
Well, Carter, we're coming fresh out of the Freedom Plasma fifth inning. Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy.
A one. So I'm going to pop up foul, first base side. 0-2.
Not to mention, you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on our 60-inch flat-screen TV.
Swing at a lifter, right center, to his left, Isaiah Drake, and it falls down for a base hit and rolls to the wall. How about this? Encarnacion digs for second, and he stands up with a leadoff double. I don't know if that ball, once again, got lost in the sun. Isaiah Drake was to his left.
That paused
for a minute, and then it fell in.
Had a little bit of extra slice to it, kind of like a bad golf swing right there, the way that that ball just kept tailing to the right out of the reach of the center fielder. And nice hit there for Fraley to get things going in the sixth.
Please continue, sir. Freedom Plasma.
Yeah, we mentioned the 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Ave, Northwest. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, Freedom Plasma at 540-767-0064.
Now here's Marvin Alcantara. First pitch, kicks and deals. High and away fastball, starts to count at 1-0. Beautiful job there, Mr. Heater. Freedom Plasma. Got the Fishwick fourth and the Freedom Plasma fifth here in Salem. By the way, that was hit number 8 on the day for the Red Sox. 1-0, misses outside. Throw to second will be not in time. Encarnacion dances back in safely. So a leadoff double sets the Red Sox up. And, hey, in a game that's 1-0 in the sixth, that second run could be ever so crucial. 2-0, he swings and tips it foul. 2-1.
Did you see the good news?
What's that?
Intramural softball playoffs next week.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to do a single elimination tournament.
Next Monday, I assume?
News just came in. We're still waiting on a date and time. Right.
I'm hoping. Let's hoping see. For Monday. Tuesday, we may be out of it.
Tuesday, we're going to be here.
2-1. He swings, bounces it right side. Sanchez on three hops, bobbles, boots, throw to first will be just in time as Encarnacion moves to third. But you'll take it.
Yeah.
It's essentially a bunt. And here's Andy Lugo.
Yeah, puts the runner 90 feet away here in a spot where you could really use some insurance. A two-run lead would feel like closer to four, right, in the way this game has gone, especially the way the Sox are pitching.
So the infield wisely so draws in. First pitch to Lugo. He swings in, pops it up foul, first base side.
By the way, folks, this is the start of 12 home games in 13 days here in Salem. So buckle up. We're looking forward to a fun couple of weeks.
Encarnacion dances off a third. Daniel McCalvany on deck. Theo on. He swings, pops it up foul again. Down the first baseline. 0-2. And a strikeout. For DeLone would be absolutely gargantuous. Sox left him loaded back in the fourth. With one down as well. 0-2. Winds and fires. Got him, strike three. A slider on the inner half, and Andy Lugo was not appreciative of that call as he turns towards Derek Pacheco and will trot back to the third base dugout.
Taking a look here, it's the right call.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Prep back into the zone. Good pitch.
So the infield now pushes back, and here's Daniel McCalvany. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Count starts at nothing and one. One for two day for McAlvany, a strikeout and a single. Starting catcher for the Salem Red Sox. 0-1, he swings, pops it up in the infield. Godman throws off the mask, is there in foul ground, and makes the catch head high for out number three. So the Sox leave a runner at third, and to the seventh we go in Salem, 1-0, the Red Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the seventh we go here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. What a fun one this has been on a Tuesday afternoon as the Red Sox lead it 1-0 over the Augusta Green Jackets as it goes 3-4-5. Part of the order for Augusta, Wilbur Dung, Jeremy Celedonio, and Cam McGee. Roy Montblanco is on for his second inning of work, backing up ERC. He has tossed one inning of scoreless baseball. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday afternoon. Here's Verdung from the right side. He's 1-for-2 on the day. He's reached twice. Reached on the 6th. Nazan Zanatello back in the first. A single in the fourth. First pitch is in there for a strike outside corner, and the count starts at nothing and one. That was the first hit surrendered of the day by Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. A line drive through the right side. 0-1, he swings, nubs it left side. On the back end is Zanatello. He throws across the first, and what a play for out number one.
The youngsters are balling out in the infield today. I mean, couple of real nice plays by Antonio and Nazan on that left side of the infield.
And what a nice play, too, with the patience and the wherewithal, if I might add, where you're having to kind of wait on the ball to land. If you come in too quickly, it can land past you for a base hit. Here's Celedonio. First pitch, winds and fires. Swing and a miss, nothing and one. 0 for today for Jeremy. A strikeout. He also lined into a double play back in the fourth. 0-1. Misses low and inside. Evens up the count at 1-1. That was the play where Verdung had just singled. They sent him running on the pitch. He lines it to your point, Antonio Anderson. Easiest double play of his life. 1-1. Misses low and inside. Moves the count to 2-1. Designated hitter for the Augusta Green Jackets at 286 on the season. Three homers and six RBIs. 2-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike, middle. He wins up the count at 2-2. Cam McGee, the third baseman, lurks in the on-deck circle. Two balls, two strikes. He curls and unfurls. Swinging a bouncer left side. Anderson on two hops, throws across to first, and there's out number two. 5-3 put out, and here's McGee. Let's see. 1-2-3-4. Maybe not as much as I thought. Four combined putouts between short and third today. But the ball has been hitting their direction quite a bit today.
Yeah, it feels like they've been involved nearly every play.
Here's McGee. First pitch. He swings, pops it up. Shallow left. Trailing in is Stanley Tucker. He dances in and makes the catch for out number three. Easy seventh for Roy Montblanco, and it's stretch time here in Salem as we move to the home half at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll step aside and come right back. 1-0, the Sox on top. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, welcome back to Salem. We're tossing t-shirts up here in the home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. I see Jermaine, our man down there from WFXR. I wonder if he wants a t-shirt. Here, Jermaine. Oh, no. Oh, shoot. I missed. I'm so sorry. Tomorrow. I got more tomorrow. All right. Well, to the home half of the seventh we go. That was a little bit strange. 9-1-2, it goes Stanley Tucker. Designs Zanatello and Antonio Anderson. First pitch to Stanley Tucker as the righty winds and fires. Swing and a miss, nothing and one. I feel bad. The lady's saying, one more.
I know.
Don't have any more. I'm sorry. It's tough, too, with the line of vision right underneath us.
Yeah.
0-1, kicks and deals. There's a strike outside corner. Quickly 0-2, with the Red Sox on top of the Green Jackets, 1-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-8-1 for the Red Sox. 0-2-0 for the Green Jackets. 0-2, he swings, pops it up foul, first base side. Tucker stays alive. Tucker 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Man, it would be so big if he can get on base right here. 0-2, he takes it just low and outside. Here's the count to 1-2. Yeah, I hope somebody got that t-shirt that wanted it. 1-2 to Stanley Tucker. And the righty winds and fires. Misses in the dirt, bounces away. He wins up the count at 2-2.
It's like one of the only wild pitches or pass balls we've seen.
I know. It has been
pretty clean.
I was going to say, 95% of the game has been fairly clean.
You had Nizan's error in what, the first inning?
The only part, yes, you did. That was relatively unscathed, though. 2-2, he swings and tips it back to the netting. Tucker stays alive. The only part I would argue has not been so clean, per se. And it's tough with the sun behind home plate. Fraley Encarnacion's double back in the sixth, Isaiah Drake looked like he had gotten to it and kind of shielded himself. 2-2, swing and a miss, got him strike three. Tucker down on strikes, and here's Nizan Zanatello. Like that ball, he's probably going to tell you should be caught.
Sure.
Out straight away center. It falls and then rolls to the wall. Encarnacion, I think it caught him off guard that the ball fell. And then there's another bloop single off the bat of the Green Jacket that fell in front of Andy Lugo. That was maybe a little bit of a tougher play, but I think the sun affected him on that as well. Pitch to Zanatello, a breaking ball missed behind him. Right on cue. And the count is 1-0. Nizan is 0-for-3. Two strikeouts and a flyout to left. One ball, no strikes, the pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-1.
Remember, hitless in his last four outings.
Yep.
Looking to try and crack out of that slump here.
Three homers, six ribbies on the year. The two that have left the yard have been here in Salem. 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2.
One thing that I think is worth bringing up when it comes to Nizan Zanatello, I remember having this conversation with actually Roman Anthony.
Uh-huh.
Last year, around this time is when Roman
sure.
went up. I believe it was smack dab middle of June, June 19th, if I remember correctly. Which
is tomorrow.
Eerie that's tomorrow.
The 1-2, breaking ball misses high and in. Two balls, two strikes.
The one thing worth bringing up is, and Pepe will say this too, the hitting coach for the Red Sox. Sometimes, and this could be, I'm not saying this is exactly what Nizan's going through, but it certainly could be.
2-2, he swings, pops it up foul, first base side.
When they see something that they want to fix, they'll kind of force you into it. They'll fix it, that whether it's the approach, whether it's the mechanics of the swing, and then that might kind of put you in a little bit of a slump, right?
Sure.
But you're trusting the process with fixing your swing, and it'll help you more in the long term.
Swing and a miss, and there is strike three. Nizan K's for the third time today. He's 0-for-4, and here's Antonio Anderson with two down.
Something just tells me that's what's going on, right?
Sure.
He's fixing something in his swing, and it's going to take a second, and then boom, one day it's going to click, and everything's going to be A-OK. Because we saw how well he was hitting the ball before.
Yes. Here's double-A, first pitch. Swing and a miss, nothing in one. 18th best prospect in the organization. Oh, and even, too, the struggles in Salem are still, you know, it's something that is worth mentioning. It's possible for any hitter coming up at his age. Antonio Anderson is on Zanatello, a one. Misses low in the dirt, 1-1. I mean, even Miguel Blaze, you look at his numbers in April versus what he did in May, the guy hit almost .320 in May.
Yeah.
And continued that into June after starting beneath the Mendoza line to start the year. And now he's already raking at Haya Greenville. 1-1. This is low and outside. Moves to Kemp to 2-1. And you know what's funny about the move to Greenville? I mean, Jostenson Garcia didn't struggle down here, but have you seen what Jostenson has done?
Oh, he's taken off.
Two balls, one strike, and the righty deals. Just misses low and outside. 3-1, the count.
I mean, I could have. Jostenson will be. Should be, in my opinion, a top 30 guy.
I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm pretty sure he's already homered five times at the high A level.
I believe that's correct.
3-1, the righty deals. Misses low and outside. Same pitch on the fastball. A five-pitch walk, and here's Brooks Brandon.
Well, you want to talk about homering five times. How about Cutter Coffee, six homers in six games?
Insane.
I mean, he was here the whole year last year. He went up, I think, the last 2 weeks of the regular season a year ago.
I saw somebody tweeted something the other day and saying, was that a, is that a minor league home run record? And I don't know if there's a way to.
It's a Greenville drive record,
yeah.
6 in 6 days.
Here's Brooks. He's 3-for-3. The first pitch misses low and away. Count starts at 1-0. 6 in 6 days. You just don't see that at any level of baseball.
Yeah, that was. I mean, remember when they were excited that Rafi Devers hit 3 in 3 days?
Yeah. Here's Brandon, 1-0. He swings, tips it back to the screen, evens up the count at 1-1.
And that was 3 in 3 days in the majors. Like, Cutter did 6 and 6. That's,
yeah.
Did you see Tyler O'Neill, two bombs last night?
I did see that. He's been raking for the Bo Sox, if you will. 1-1 to Brooks. He swings, bounces it right side. Sanchez on three hops, gloves, throws to first, and there is out number three. So the Sox go down without a threat, but they still hold a 1-0 advantage as we move to the eighth in Salem, leading 1-0. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Red Sox on top of the Augusta Green Jackets in game one of this six-game set. Taking us the rest of the way home on our play-by-play duties. Let's turn it back over to my broadcast partner, Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. How about a game we have today? 1-0 the score. Red Sox lead it against Augusta. We go to the top of the eighth. Roy Montblanco, just the second arm of the day for the Sox. He toes the rubber. Coming in for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, who was the 20th best prospect in the organization. Sensational in his start. Went into a sixth inning of work. The first pitch by Blanco is a fastball in the inside corner for a strike in the count now. Nothing and one. ERC was dialed in. Went into a sixth inning, gave up a base hit. And that brought in Roy Montblanco to see the top of the order as a fastball misses down and away. 1-1. Laker Figueroa in the right-handed batter's box. 6-7-8 due up for the Green Jackets. Blanco deals the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him in front of a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Hey, Red Sox fans, check out the Salem Red Sox baseball camp going on August 7th through 9th, 8:30 a.m. to noon on the 7th through 9th. $120 per camper. They can receive lessons from Salem Sox players and coaches, a free t-shirt, a free lunch, and one ticket for each game during the camp. Breaking ball misses downstairs to Figueroa, and the count now even at 2-2. For more information or to sign up, contact Kayla Keegan at kkeegan@salemsox.com. 2-2, swing and a blast into the gap, left center field, underneath the Nellie Taylor Jr., and he hauls it in on the run for out number one.
And man, Nellie Taylor just makes it look so easy out straightaway center field. Kind of gliding to his right. That's a play not a lot of center fielders can make looking that easy. And had the angle there moving to his right. Just makes the play with ease for out number one.
Brings up the tall lefty in Bryson Worrell, the former East Carolina Pirate. Righty on lefty. First pitch on the way. And he swings and misses on the breaking ball outer corner. And the count now 0-1. So Figueroa is retired on a flyout to center field. Wardle stands in the 7-hole. Cade Kern on deck. Brady deals 0-1. Fastball cranked foul right side. Quickly 0-2. Wardle batting just 105. He is 0-2 today. Believe it or not, we're in the 8th inning, just the third time through. Still for the Green Jackets. A strikeout and a ground out. They have just 2 hits today. On base, just 1, 2, 3, 4 times. That's it. That's all Augusta has been able to muster on base. No balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. He swings, rockets one into the air, right field. Going back is Andy Lugo, and it goes over his head and rolls to the wall. Whirl around first, now gunning around second. He's got down and sliding at third. This gets past Antonio Anderson. Caroms off the barrel of the dugout. And gets back in front of Anderson. Worrell has to stay at third with a triple, and just felt like a misplay in right by Lugo.
Yeah, well, there's your triple right there that we just talked about earlier in the broadcast. I don't know. The sun must be an issue out there in right, because that ball definitely kind of, I think Andy Lugo felt he had a read on it, and it kind of crept up on him a little bit. And then once he realized it was over his head, it was way too late. Now the infield is going to draw in. Just the third hit of the day for Augusta. The Sox have left some key runners on base, and a base hit here can make this a tight ballgame in the eighth.
Here's Cade Kern, and the Buckeye swings it, lifts it into the gap right center field. Nellie Taylor Jr. on the run. He hauls it in, tagging up his Worrell. He comes in to score, and the game's tied at 1 on a sack fly from Cade Kern. A brand-new ballgame here in the eighth.
Yet another nice play by Nellie Taylor out in right center. Saved potentially another run in the future, if you will, should Cade Kern reach and at least get second base on that play. And I think they're going to check on. Here comes Liam Carroll and a trainer. I don't know if it's Nelly or is it Andy Lugo out there and right, maybe they're going to check on.
Yeah, we saw that ball get over his head on the trip.
Looks like it's Lugo.
Did he? I did not see him collide with the wall in any way, but
he
just pointed
either
at the wall.
I wonder if we can, by chance, get a replay on MILB TV of the triple. Because that, there's no way it, because he barely moved on the fly ball to right center there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if there's any possible thing that would have.
Could be something, too. I mean, again, we don't want to speculate.
Here we go. Let's see if we got the triple here. Yeah, here's, or check that. This is the sack fly. But see, Lugo's barely moving out there and right. So I would imagine it would have had to have been on the triple, but you can tell
something's
he's
up. Again, you don't want to speculate, but
no.
It almost looks like he's just like
not feeling
dehydrated
well.
Or
yeah,
something.
I was,
you know,
that's
what
I was
like,
thinking.
Just seems out of it rather than an injury, so to speak. Again, Carter and I could not be further from doctors.
Sure.
And we're not going to pretend and know what we're talking about, but that would be my assessment to the naked eye. Is like, oh, he's feeling under the weather.
Yes, that's what I would have, based on him crouching down at his knees.
And again, 11 a.m. game, it throws everything out of your routine, right? Hard to get the normal fluids in you. You don't have your full day of warming up,
sure,
and getting ready for the ball game.
Yeah. Was it maybe something on the triple? Did he cramp up maybe on the triple? But that would be, yes, we're not at all going to try and assume or speculate. But if I was sitting in the stands next to, let's say, my granddad going to a baseball game,
yeah,
and he turns to me and says, what do you think happened? That's probably what I would say. Because maybe he's just feeling a little bit under,
yeah,
the weather is a great way to put it. But here comes Liam and the trainer. Looks like he'll stay in the ball game.
Well, back to baseball we go here in Salem with a brand new game tied up at one. The Red Sox have held a 1-0 lead, Carter, since the bottom of the first inning, and nobody scored six.
Yeah, it's
been
quite
blank.
The pitchers.
So to see somebody cross home plate almost feels like an anomaly at this point of the game. Here's Jacob Godman. And the first offering gets past the catcher and Daniel McCalvity in the count now 1-0. Godman from the right side, bottom of the order, reached for the third time today for Augusta. Roy Montblanco maintaining the mound. The righty kicks and deals. The 1-0 pitch misses below the knees once again. 2-0 for the 192 hitter. A couple of ticks shy of the Mendoza line. Nobody on, two gone. Top of the eighth, 1-1 game in Salem. 2-0 pitch. This is inside, 3-0.
Walk would be big here.
Got to throw some strikes.
Yeah, walk would be big here for Augusta.
Need to get me over strike here to try and get back into inducing some contact. 3-0. This is inside, 4-pitch walk. And there is a runner on first. That represents the go-ahead run.
Well, especially at the bottom of the order before you turn it back over to Drake. Nobody warming up in the Salem Red Sox bullpen. So this does appear to be Blanco's frame for now.
Isaiah Drake, the lone position player that is in the top 30 in the Atlanta Braves organization. He leads off from the left side, 22nd best prospect for the Braves. First pitch, he swings, rockets it on the ground up the middle. It's scooped up by Zanatello, tries to get the force at second, doesn't get there. He bobbled it and just kind of had to lazily try and snag it and step back on second. That, in all likelihood, an error again would be the second against Zanatello today. That puts runners on first and second, Carter.
Second E6 of the day. And, you know, it kind of felt like for a minute he had collected it, stepped on second, and then he lost it. And then once he picked it up and went back again, I actually thought he may have been out at second on the return back there. but not in time. And all of a sudden, this is a big situation for Augusta.
Huge, huge. And again, just at 11 a.m., here's the first pitch to Isaiah Drake. Misses outside, 1-0. And Carter, it's one of those, like, again, these guys 18, 19. Trying to get up and get ready to go for a game at 11.
Sure.
Their whole, everything they've known as a pro ball player thrown off kilter. The 1-0. Misses downstairs, 2-0. I just don't think Nizan has two errors if this game's at 7 o'clock tonight.
And maybe not. Maybe not. No, he's typically very good defensively. And he made that great play in the hole over earlier.
Sure.
Back in the 7th where he backhanded it on the short hop.
2-0. Call this strike. Top of the zone, 2-1. Yeah, you're right. It is a delayed strike call by Mr. Pacheco.
Yes, you got to wait a second.
Keeps you on your heels for a moment. Runners on first and second, two gone, 1-1 game. 2-1, swing at a dribbler, left side, foul, 2-2. Massive 2-2 pitch coming. What do you go with? Fastball, breaking ball? What do you trust here?
Yeah, I would go breaking ball, maybe down and away. See what McAlvany calls in this situation, and do we have a disengagement. Nope, just timeout. Probably may have had a pitch clock violation there for a minute. Not to be the case.
Sanchez taps his bat back on home plate, raises it above his right shoulder. Blanco glances to second, and brings home the 2-2. Breaking ball twirls high and in, 3-2.
And now that releases both runners off of first and second. So a ball in the gap here. The Green Jackets may have a 3-1 lead. And Luis Sanchez in the two-hole is certainly very capable of doing just that.
Trying to keep the game intact if you're the Red Sox. Payoff pitch. Swing and a broken bat. Dribbler left side. Scooped up by Anderson. Fire to first in time for out number 3. Blanco works out of a first and second two-out jam, and we're tied at 1 going to the bottom of the 8th. Sweet Caroline time here in Salem. We step aside and come right back. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the 8th here in Salem. Gate tied at 1 apiece. It's game 1 out of 6 in a 6-game set this week. That's kind of interesting because at the midway point of this series, we're actually going to swipe the slate clean a little bit and restart 0-0. The record's going into Friday. The first half comes to a close on Thursday, but the Red Sox in a big spot here after taking a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning and going scoreless in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. One run in the top of the 8th by Augusta on a sacrifice fly ties the game at 1 apiece, and the Red Sox looking to regain the lead here in the 8th. 4-5-6 due up for the Sox. Nelly Taylor Jr., Fraley Encarnacion, and Marvin Alcantara. The first pitch is a fastball below the knees to Nelly Taylor Jr., and the count now 1-0. New pitcher on the hill, Juan Sanchez, is in there. The 1-0 is cranked on the right side, scooped up by the first baseman, Will Verdun. He underhands to a covering Sanchez for out number 1.
Kind of feels like the Red Sox have been in this position quite often recently at home. Tied or actually really tied. Tied or maybe down a run or two in the bottom of the eighth and having to kind of rally. But yeah, I mean, when you only get one run for the majority of the contest, it's going to be tough to hold that lead the rest of the way.
First pitch to Fraley Encarnacion. Fastball high and in, and the count now 1-0 to the 273 hitter, owns the most impressive batting average on the Red Sox roster. Two homers, 15 RBI, one gone, nobody on, the 1-0. This is down and in, 2-0. Every pitcher today, I mean ERC, Blanco, Reyes especially, DeLone, and now Sanchez pitching with at least about 6 seconds left on the pitch clock.
Yes.
2-0. Swing and a miss. Big cut at a fastball high and away, 2-1.
And a good pitch there on 2-0. And, you know, Fraley is somebody who, we've touched on this, he hits the ball harder than literally anybody on the team.
2-1. He swings, rockets it into the air, deep left field, and it is hauled in on the warning track by Cade Kern for out number two. Looked like it had a chance off the bat, Carter, on cue, and another situation where probably the most cavernous ballpark in the league, if not the entire minor leagues, holds another one.
I thought it was at least going to hit the wall.
That would have been off the monster at Fenway, and it would have been over the short porch at Yankee Stadium.
Yes, it would have been. That was 97 off the bat, went 358, according to TrackMan.
First pitch to Marvin Alcantara. And a breaking ball called a strike, top of the zone, nothing and one.
He may have, just based on the sound, slightly got it off the end of the bat.
Yeah.
Just slightly.
Nothing and one. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Quickly, Alcantara down, nothing and two. Well, this just tastes like extras all of
a
sudden.
Yes, it does.
To start 12 games in 13 days. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. And Alcantara is retired on three pitches. And just like that, Sanchez comes in and faces the minimum in the eighth. We go to the ninth, tied at one. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here in Salem. Game tied at one apiece. As we go to the road half of the ninth inning, eight hits for the Sox, resulting in one run. Just three hits on the other side for the Green Jackets, also resulting in a run. And Augusta ready to go 3-4-5 in the batting order. First baseman Wilbur Dung, Jeremy Celadino, the designated hitter, followed up by Cam McGee in the hot corner, batting fifth, playing third base. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox, now entering the ninth inning of work. Nathaniel Cruz toes the rubber. ERC ended up going through the first five innings of work. Roymond Blanco had the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth. And now Elmer Rodriguez Cruz out here for the ninth. We're going to give the offense a chance to walk things off. Now if the Red Sox win this ball game, it will be
in walk-off
via
fashion.
The walk-off. How many times have we said that this year? Here's Wilbur Dung from the right side. First pitch on the way. And the righty looks at a fastball high, 1-0. For Dung, a 222 hitter. On base twice today. One hit in the fourth. Another time on base was via the error as he looks at a breaking ball downstairs, 2-0.
I got to throw strikes here if you're Nathaniel Cruz, too. And that sounds so basic, right? Got to throw strikes. I get it. Like, yes, I... I think we get that. And he understands that for sure. But tie ball game here in the ninth. Don't want to put the leadoff runner on for sure.
2-0. Fastball called a strike. Top of the zone. 2-1. Cruz, 21-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. A 5.26 earned run average. Has two saves to his name this season. He kicks deals. 2-1. Misses inside with a fastball. 3-1. 16 appearances. 20 total strikeouts this season. He winds and fires the 3-1. Swing and a roper. High into the air, into the gap, right center field. Up over the head of both Nelly Taylor and Andy Lugo. One hops to the wall, and it's a leadoff stand-up double for Will Verdung here in the ninth.
Oh, not what you need for sure. You get behind on the count 3-1 and then just going with the pitch out to right center field. Kind of in the power alley today, if you will.
Yeah.
We've seen a couple one hop against the wall out there. That sets up Augusta. You got the heart of this order that are coming up now with the runner on second, nobody down here, trying to take their first lead of the ball game.
So far in the month of June, as Celedonio stands in from the right side. First pitch on the way. And he looks at a fastball for a strike, nothing one. So far in the month of June, Daniel Cruz in three appearances, a 5.14 ERA, seven total innings, nine hits, four hits in two different games, and then just one hit the last outing. Here's the 0-1. This is high and out with a fastball, 1-1. Two walks. Four strikeouts this month in three appearances. But they do go to him a lot in these situations. Save type situation. This is not a save situation, but the 1-1, swing and a miss. 1-2. Late game scenarios. It's kind of Nathaniel's specialty. One of the Red Sox closers,
sure,
if you will.
As we've seen with Francis Hernandez. As we've seen with Max Carlson at times.
One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball. One gone with a runner on second here in the ninth.
Oh, that's a massive strikeout there for Nathaniel Cruz. Because you don't move the runner. All right, now you're still at a dangerous part in the order for Kiabagee and Liger Figueroa. But still, I mean, the strikeout there is as good as you could have asked for in that situation.
Here's Cam McGee from the left side, 209 hitter, 0-3 today. First pitch, he swings and tips it back to the netting, nothing and one.
Cam McGee, we'll have to get to that story tomorrow. I've been so anxious. You mentioned Deion Sanders earlier in the broadcast, and I said, man, this fits perfectly with Cam McGee.
Brother, dual sport athlete at Arizona State. Little teaser for you, the 0-1. He swings and tips it into the mitt. Daniel McCalvity, nothing at two.
Another strikeout would be massive here. Tony Anderson was kind of playing in at third. Just in case, you got to respect the blind. Now he pushes all the way back with two strikes.
No balls, two strikes, one gone. Runner off of second. Tie game at one in the ninth. The 0-2. He swings, chops it slowly right side. Gloved into the belly of Encarnacion. He takes it to first himself for out number two. The runner advances to third.
And that's what the Green Jackets would have loved to have seen with nobody out.
With nobody out,
advancing,
sure,
the runner to third. That's big time for the Salem Red Sox. And now it comes down to Figueroa, the shortstop. Clutch hits have not really been the name of the game today. But man, oh man, in the ninth, I mean, what a better time if you're Figueroa. You see the numbers overall, 179, 0-2 today with a walk. That can all be erased right here with the base hit.
Sure. Very curious. I'm going to have to pull this up. What the Augusta Green Jackets hit with runners in scoring position. As well as the Sox, that being said.
Yeah.
Because we have an awesome database where you can literally specify, all right, ninth inning, runner on third, what do they hit?
Sure.
First pitch to Figueroa. Fastball high and away, 1-0. Massive spot in the ball game here. with a runner off of third, two gone, top of the ninth, tie ball game at one, and a game in which the Red Sox led all the way until the eighth. 1-0. Fastball high and away, 2-0. Again, Carter, you go back to...
Got to throw strikes.
Yes. You do have a base open here, but I don't think you're trying to, by any means, you have two bases open, but by any means put Figueroa on in this situation.
He's 0 for 2 with a walk, the 2-0. Fastball high, 3-0. Now you got to give him something in the zone. Green light, red light.
I'd red light him here, but not at the same time. You don't want to hand him a cookie, per se, in this situation.
Sure.
Again, you do have those two bases open. Don't give in. Bryson Worrell's on deck.
3-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase at a breaking ball out of the zone. 3-1.
They did, in fact, not give him the red light. Because he chased a slider that was pretty substantially outside of the zone.
Sure.
On three balls, no strikes.
Big pitch. Three balls, one strike. Runner off a third. The pitch. And he misses down and away with a 94-mile-an-hour heater. It's a five-pitch walk. Now you got runners on the corners with two gone, and Bryson Worrell to the dish, who cranked, and I mean cranked, an eighth-inning triple that put him on third, and he wound up scoring on a sac fly to tie the game at one.
Well, it sets up for this key opportunity. Bryson Worrell, somebody who... Mention has been really at all levels this year in minor league baseball. Back here in Augusta.
Worrell from the left side, runners on the corners, two gone. First pitch on the way. He swings and misses on an 87-mile-an-hour breaking ball outer half, nothing in one. Worrell, 1-for-3 today. No swing for either team, bigger than the triple in the eighth inning that helped tie the ball game. 0-1 delivery. Misses down and in. 1-1.
Bryson Worrell, somebody who has played, his season high was 26 games for High A Rome so far this year. Back down in Augusta. What a welcome back party it would be with a base hit here.
One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off from first. Pitch misses down and in. They're not going to throw through.
Yeah. They wouldn't dare in that situation, I wouldn't think. Nice play by Daniel McGalvany to eat it, and I don't think they would have thrown him out anyways. As Figueroa swipes the bag.
So there's two runners in scoring position, two gone. Top of the ninth inning, game tied at one. Bryson Worrell from the left side, former East Carolina Pirate. 2-1 pitch. He swings and misses, 2-2. Got him with an 85-mile-an-hour changeup.
Big, big pitch coming here. He's gotten a strikeout so far in the frame. You remember, he had the leadoff double, Will Verdung. And since then, really nothing. He had the walk, but this Augusta team hits just above 200 as a group. It's a reason why maybe they're 10 under 500. And what a big swing this would be here if he can come through.
Biggest pitch of the game. Two balls, two strikes, two gone. Second and third. Top of the ninth, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a slider down and in. Nathaniel Cruz gets out of the jam, and we're tied at one going to the bottom of the ninth. The Red Sox look to walk it off when we return. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun. At Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, what a way to set the table for a two-week homestand here in Salem. 12 games in 13 days, and we start it here. If the Red Sox are going to win it today, it's going to be via the walk-off. 1-1 ball game, head into the bottom of the ninth inning. 8 hits for the Sox, 4 hits on the other side for the Augusta Green Jackets. And a good spot in the order due up for the Sox as well. Andy Lugo, Daniel McAlbany, Stanley Tucker, the bottom of the order. It goes 7-8-9, and if it continues, it goes back to the top with Zanatello, Anderson, Brannon, and so on. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Carter, it feels like deja vu all over again. Last time this team was at home, the series opener against Down East, Brooks Brannon was the hero at the bottom of the ninth with a walk-off base hit.
Yeah, you know, it really does feel like that, per se. You know, even last Sunday, the last time the Sox were at home, came into the bottom of the eighth, tied up in two, and then Miguel Blais, a two-run single through the right side, puts the Red Sox on top, and the Red Sox win it in nine. So a big situation here.
First pitch to Andy Lugo. Fastball misses down and away in the count now 1-0. Juan Sanchez in his second inning of work for the Augusta Green Jackets and the Road Grays. He nods his head, kicks and deals. 1-0. Swinging a line drive, smoked up the middle, through for a base hit. Leadoff single for Andy Lugo, and the Sox are cooking in the bottom of the ninth. Their ninth hit of the ball game.
Oh, he crushed that ball right up the middle, Andy Lugo. That was 1-0-2 off the bat through the left side. No shot for Figueroa. Ends up in straightaway center. The Sox get the base runner they need. You mentioned it, ninth hit of the day. Second for Andy Lugo. He's 2-for-3, and now the bottom of the order with a chance with Daniel McAlvany.
There's McAlvany. He's 1-for-3. A strikeout, a pop-out, and a base hit. Runner off of first, nobody out, bottom of the ninth. Pickoff over to first, and Lugo in there, head first, slides safely. Still no pitch to McAlvany, the 188 hitter. Has one home run. It did come here at home.
Yeah.
About a month ago. 7 RBI on the season. Played 4-6 last week. First pitch. And he takes a fastball, called the strike on the outside corner, 0-1.
Did catch the outer half of the plate, according to TrackMan and Derek Pacheco, our home plate umpire.
Went 1-for-16 last week, the 0-1. He swings, pops it up, right side, foul territory. Underneath it, the first baseman, Verdung, makes the catch for out number one.
Yeah, nice play by Verdung, coming from all the way behind the first base bag. And
I think it's good because Godman, the catcher, lost it.
Yeah, and that's a tough play for any catcher. You know, you got to throw up your mask and still try and find the ball. That's a tough ask for anybody behind the plate. Now you're Stanley Tucker, who has, quite frankly, very much come through in the clutch at times this season.
Indeed he has, the former Texas A&M Aggie. First pitch, and Tucker looks at a fastball high out of the zone, 1-0. Just a 165 hitter, but I don't think it does justice to the big moments that Tucker has stepped up in. Pickoff over to first, and Lugo in there safely after his leadoff base hit. Tucker 0-for-3 today, pair of strikeouts and a flyout. Looking to wipe that slate clean here in the bottom of the ninth if he can come through. Runner off of first, 1 ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. He swings and tips it in front of the mid of Godman, 1-1.
Aggies in the College World Series semifinals right now. I believe the first time in program history.
Unbelievable accomplishment for an extraordinary program in the SEC. Long look in for Sanchez. He glances behind his left shoulder to first, gathers at the belt, deals the 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike at 85, 1-2.
That's a good pitch there. Now what do you do if you're Stanley Tucker? Choke up, try not to do too much. Outfield's playing fairly deep.
1-2 offering. He swings, pokes it into the air, right side into the seats, stays alive at 1-2. Well, that's what you got to do. If you're fed anything in the zone, you got to fight it off.
Yeah, and again, with the outfield playing deep, you can deposit a ball into shallow left, center, or right and get on because you have to play deep.
Sure.
If the ball gets by you, the game's over with the way Lugo runs off of first.
1-2, runner takes off from first, misses down and away, throw down to second. not in time. It was to the right-hand side, away from the sliding Lugo to the covering Sanchez, and a stolen bag puts Lugo in scoring position. With a 2-2 count for Stanley Tucker and one gone in the bottom of the ninth.
Well, now the opto needs to come in a little bit. You're going to see them do that because base hit.
Could.
This game could be over.
Could be over. We've seen it happen, though, where they've gotten the red light at third. 2-2. Misses down and away, 3-2. Adam a slider outside.
And you have Nazan Zenitello and then Antonio Anderson and then Brooks Brannan.
Who's
next
three for four.
Three for four today.
Brannan, you got to get to Brooks.
Sure. Likely going to get to Nazan, though.
Runner in scoring position off a second. Three balls, two strikes, one gone in the ninth. The pitch misses down and in. Stanley Tucker climbs back for a full count walk, and there's runners on first and second with one out. To the top of the order we go with Nazan Zenitello.
What a time to come through if you're Nazan Zenitello.
Quiet all day. Three strikeouts. A flyout as well. The 19-year-old out of St. Louis is 0-4, but again has an opportunity to have us forget all of that if he can deliver here.
Eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Second round pick from a season ago is Elvin Diaz. The pitching coach comes out and we'll have a chat with right-hander Sanchez.
You could say molded for moments like this. Played at Christian Brothers Academy in St. Louis. Second round pick for the Red Sox. First round pick was Kyle Teal. Then it went Zanatello. Then it went Anderson in the second and third rounds respectively. High expectations. A guy that looks the part in every way, acts the part, maturity in the clubhouse that you don't necessarily always get out of a freshly turned 19-year-old. And again, a top 10 prospect for the Boston Red Sox. Can he come through here? First and second, one gone in the bottom of the ninth. Righty on righty. First pitch to Zanatello. He swings and misses. On an 84-mile-an-hour slider below the knees, nothing to one. Six RBI on the year, three home runs. Remember, the sample size significantly smaller. He's battled in and out of injury. The 0-1. This is downstairs, 1-1.
And it feels like every single pitch, the angst in the AB continues to build just a little bit. Zahn, one of those guys who, again, we've said it all year, just looks the part. Hasn't been in really a lot of these situations. But again, has also had some clutch base hits.
1-1. He swings and misses. Chased a high fastball in the zone, though. 1-2. Nazan steps off, calls time, readjusts. One ball, two strikes. Runners on first and second. One gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. Red Sox looking to walk it off and start a 12-game homestand with an exclamation point. 1-2. Misses high and in. Just barely raised the bat off his right shoulder, and it fills up, or excuse me, evens up 2-2.
Antonio Anderson waits in the on-deck circle. It's who you want up in the situation.
2-2. Misses upstairs with an 85-mile-an-hour breaking ball, and it does fill it up this time. 3-2 for Nazan Zanatello.
That's a good call by Derek Pacheco. Just, and I mean barely, just missed the outside corner, according to TrackMan.
Payoff pitch. Ring him up. Strike three. Got him. He froze him with a fastball on the inside corner. Nazan strikes out for the fourth time today. Well, there's two gone for the 18-year-old out of Atlanta. Antonio Anderson. Switch hitter digs in from the left side with runners on first and second and two gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. Can he be the hero? So clutch on Saturday in Fayetteville this past weekend. First pitch, he swings, broken bat, boops it up over the head of the shortstop Figueroa. Hauling around third, coming in to score, Lugo, and the Red Sox walk it off. Antonio Anderson delivers, 2-1 the final. What a start to the homestand.
How about that? Antonio Anderson breaks his bat, loops a pitch in the left center. It's been a day of loop singles, as we alluded to. It goes the other way, and the Red Sox What a win here in game one. They win a 2-1 over the Augusta Green Jackets.
What a day for Antonio Anderson. Two hits and a walk, none bigger than the RBI single up over the head of the shortstop Figueroa on a broken bat. Brings in Andy Lugo from second, and the Red Sox win it. Cue up Dirty Water, 2-1, the final score. 10 hits today for the Salem Sox, and they find a way again to walk one off to start a series here in Salem. What a fun one it was. Thanks so much for joining us along the ride on MILB TV. If you're listening on the MILB app, MILB.com, or if you're tuned in on Bally Live as well. Carter's going to head down there and chat with Antonio Anderson. Be sure to check it out on the post-game coverage via our social medias on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find it at Salem Sox, but the Red Sox are winners to start out the series. 2-1, the final score. For everyone in the room to my right that makes all the magic happen, Will Howell, our video production assistant, Stephen Langdon, our video production manager. For Carter Hill, the best broadcast partner a guy could ask for, I'm Giovanni Heater, saying so long. Hey, Sox fans, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We'll see you fresh here tomorrow, 6:43 pregame, 7:05 first pitch. 2-1 the final score. The Red Sox win it to start out a 12-game homestand here in Salem.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.